The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well.
Health expert Jordan Rubin describes his journey to healing through natural remedies and God's creation and helps you find healing as well. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday.
Yay!
And Tammy, I got to tell you, I went to the doctor recently and he's like, I've got this drug. And I'm like, is there anything I can do, maybe change in my lifestyle and my diet? Because I would rather have a natural remedy.
100%. I think we all would. I think we all are taking some kind of something right now where we're like, is there something more natural that I can take? Absolutely. That's what I love about this book, Randy. It is jam-packed with all kinds of natural remedies.
It is. And that's why it's been so popular.
Yes.
And that's why we are going to let you see Jordan Rubin talking about natural remedies. This is how you take control of your own health. It is possible, and Jordan makes it simple. So enjoy this and be well.
Well, Jordan Rubin is back with us. I couldn't believe it. He said it was 13 years ago. My goodness, we must have been so young. We are. Hey, listen, he came in and talked about the Maker's Diet. He came back and talked about your journey to wellness. Well, I want to show you something. And before I introduce him, I want to show you this. This is heavy. Natural remedies, ancient nutrition. Now, listen to me. This is the most magnificently laid out, beautiful book. Sometimes you see a big book, you think, oh, it'll be too difficult. No, this jumps off the page. And it's natural remedies. We can begin to build up a resistance. Dr. Colbert talks about that. We can build up our immune system. And Jordan Rubin is here. Jordan, I'm sorry we don't just have people applauding everywhere, but they're watching. And I want you to know we're glad to have you back on.
I am so glad to be here.
Good memories?
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful thing to see you. You talked about eating. I know you'd be happy to know that Betty and I come to understand some of the impact possibilities of the keto program and burning some fat. You look really nice, but you're going to tell us, since you've been here, you've been through some challenges, but when you were here the first time, you talked about a major issue, I believe it was Crohn's disease, that led you into this journey that's enabled you to make it through some other challenges. But I feel like you've learned great things in your journey, and you love to share it, and you do it so well. So we're glad you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here, and to whom much is given, much is required. And so I knew that in the midst of my illness as a 19-year-old, when I should have been in the prime of my life, I was desperate, cried out to God. I wanted to be healed instantly, but the process, the journey He took me through, really allowed me to help other people who were either sick or, better yet, healthy, and could stay that way. And I made a commitment to God. I said, Lord, if you heal me, if I could help just one person overcome disease or, better yet, avoid it, then this living hell will have all been worth it. And I try to describe what I felt like as a teenager, losing what I thought was everything, having to leave university. My friends didn't come around very much. I looked literally like a skeleton and felt like I was trapped in a prison that was my own body. And I felt isolated, alone. I didn't know anyone that was sick the way that I was. It was an embarrassing disease. I describe it as having food poisoning for 2 straight years, couldn't sleep more than 30, 45 minutes at a time. Mm. When I would leave the house, it was in a wheelchair and people were sort of moving away from me thinking I was contagious. And I knew that God had a plan, and it wasn't until I really understood what faith was, the substance of things hoped for, like this table being real, that's how real my faith had to be, the evidence of things not seen. And I began to spend time thinking about the future God had for me, not the present valley of the shadow of death I was walking through. And I knew somehow that what God would use to heal me, I could share with others. And so it's been an amazing journey. It's been 26 years since the Lord healed me. I've not looked back, and I've been able to help that one person time and time again, including through your broadcast and others. So it's been a real blessing.
Can you give us just kind of a quick definition or describe what Crohn's disease is for those that might not know?
It's so interesting. Back when I was diagnosed, it was really uncommon. But today, Crohn's disease, which is one of two inflammatory bowel diseases, ulcerative colitis being the other, it's essentially inflammation of the digestive tract. But I was in such severe peril. I had rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue. I had wasting disease. I went down to 104 pounds, and I'm a little over 6 feet tall. I had issues with my eyes. I had kidney and bladder and prostate issues. I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well. And I'm a Bible reader at this time. I'm a young man of faith, and I never knew that the Bible had anything to do with my physical health. But when I realized that God didn't just want to heal me, He wanted to give me a platform that I could glorify Him by sharing this message, it all made sense. And I knew the reason that I went through this. People would ask me, why'd you get sick? What did you eat that was wrong? Did you get an infection? They always want to know what caused you to get sick. The answer to why I got sick was someone watching today. And 13 years later, there's a new person in the audience whose child has Crohn's disease, whose sister has rheumatoid arthritis, whose friend is going through asthma. I believe that God created our bodies to heal, but I also believe that He gave us wisdom, and He gave us powerful substances in the form of foods and herbs and spices. And so what we're going to talk about today is not just the fact that you can be healed, but a roadmap to do it. And really, Natural Remedies is a reference guide. You will use it every day. I've used the principles several times today, just traveling here. And it's really powerful because it is simple.
You know that God gave you the journey. With what you learned, the Maker's Diet changed millions of people's lives, not only watching here, but getting the book, and then practicing and passing on the information. But you didn't stop there. You know, you came back and talked about the journey to wellness, which included so many aspects of wellness, which moving is very important to being healthy. Don't be a couch potato,
yes,
eating potatoes and potato chips, but move it. But you join. But now then, it becomes that much more important to know that if we practice these things that you say ancient, they're things that are absolutely proven. And aren't you grateful that much of the medical community today, it's like they finally pull their head out of the sand and recognize that an adjustment doesn't hurt you. It's not chiropractic against medicine. Medicine, it's nonsense when you fight each other so foolishly. But also the natural remedies and food, that much of the medical community now is acknowledging that, thank God. But what you've done is you've come back, it's kind of like irrefutable evidence. It's like you put God's principles in place. Prosperity is the result of it. It's a promised land life, so great that you can begin to worship the blessings and benefits of the principle's positive effect. So what you've done is you've taken irrefutable evidence that is not just biblically confirmed, it's historically confirmed, and not doing it and ignoring these things, the catastrophic results are also undeniable. Tell us about this, and tell us about your journey now.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, if you're dealing with a cold or a flu, if you're dealing with cancer, if you're dealing with arthritis or other types of inflammation, gum disease, you name it, if you want to lose weight, if you want more energy, you want to reduce stress, you want to sleep better, there is a natural remedy or multiple natural remedies that was designed just for you. And we look back through history, we even hear Jesus in what we call the woes. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. You tithe dill, mint, and cumin, but you leave out the weightier issues of the law." What that tells us is that dill, mint, and cumin are as valuable back in biblical times as gold and silver. So wow. I actually studied dill, mint, and cumin. And dill is amazing for digestion. Mint is great for the brain. Cumin is great just for overall wellness, aches and pains, etc. But there are hundreds of herbs and spices that your viewers and partners have in their pantry. They use them occasionally when they flavor food, but these herbs and spices are more powerful than fruits and vegetables. They're more powerful than vitamins and minerals. And we've known this for thousands of years, but we've lost a little bit about that wisdom. Turmeric is one of the most powerful spices on the planet. Everything from your joints to your brain. It's just at the grocery store. Yeah. That's the great thing is if you pick up this book, Natural Remedies, you can get these herbs and spices anywhere.
I know a little bit about
it. You go look spices and you're thinking this way?
I have.
And you didn't even know about the book.
All of the countries that you've traveled to and that your ministry reaches, they have natural remedies in the form of herbs and spices that they cook with. You go to their little shops, you smell aromas.
Do they know their natural remedies, or is it like accidental?
They really do.
They actually do.
They absolutely do. It's been handed down for generations, but we're one of the first generations here in America that rely on so many other medicines when God gave us these natural remedies. Ginger, cinnamon. Cinnamon tastes good. People like the taste. It's wonderful for blood sugar. Cinnamon is wonderful for yeast infections. Cinnamon is also antimicrobial. That's just cinnamon. Everybody has it, but it sits there and gets caked up because we don't use it enough. Parsley is amazing. Thyme. I used to have this bad joke, thyme heals all wounds, but it really is amazing. Thyme has a compound that is antibacterial and antifungal.
Thyme called thyme?
T-H-Y-M-E, just the spice.
And all that's in this book.
All that's in this book.
And
oregano.
With pictures for people like
pictures.
Me.
Pictures, yes. It's a picture book.
But now, cinnamon doesn't mean that that's not what you put on top of your toast with all the sugar and the butter.
Well, the cinnamon and honey, though, you can use. Cinnamon toast is one gram of cinnamon has been shown to lower blood sugar in diabetics tremendously. That's just what we've got.
Is honey ever okay because it has sugar?
Honey is okay. The best honey to consume is unheated honey. A little bit of honey is great.
From
too much
bees?
Rots the bones, according to the Bible.
Can you get it straight from the beehive?
Yes, you can. That's the best way.
The best way.
Yep.
Because we have access to that in few places.
And the honeycomb, it's interesting, actually has an amino acid when you consume it with the cone that helps to build your joints and connective tissue. It's called proline. So absolutely, make some cinnamon toast if you do. Use some whole grain sprouted bread. Oregano. Oregano is a spice that's amazing. It is great as a natural antibiotic. So when my kids come down with a cold or a flu, I use oregano oil, a couple of drops in about 8 ounces of water. Say, take a little swig. When you have that tooth pain, clove oil. Clove is the most powerful antioxidant spice on the planet. 18 times more powerful than blueberries. And if someone were to go online and look at turmeric NCBI, that shows the National Database of Published Research. I looked yesterday, saw studies on depression, Alzheimer's. I saw studies with turmeric on other brain issues, inflammation, but that's just one spice. You go to ginger. There's a spice in Thailand called galangal that we have in soup sometimes at Thai restaurants. This is the past, present, and future of healing.
Okay, let's face it, though. Most likely, it's in the stores because it's a product that enhances flavor in food. They're not even thinking about what it might do for their well-being.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're trying to wake people up. Now, is it going to make, when people become aware, is it going to make that product more difficult to get? Is it possible to harvest it and keep it coming? Or when people decide, I want to start practicing these things that I can see will apply to challenges that I face, are they going to be able to get the product? Or now is there going to be some secret new place that all these place things are flowing through? Are they going to be able to get it? You're telling me that you're not just giving people wishful hope, wishful thinking, rather than positive possibilities.
It is absolutely available. If I just think of one easy to grow plant that can do probably 50 things for you, pepper, hot pepper, cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper improves circulation. Cayenne pepper can help your brain. Cayenne pepper can help heart challenges, even in acute situations.
I don't like real hot, spicy stuff.
I don't either, but you can use a little bit.
Well, can you tone it down somehow?
Absolutely.
You really?
Absolutely.
Do you tell people how to tone down hot spice?
We do.
You actually do that?
Yes, you can combine it with other oils, such as coconut oil or olive oil. We call it a carrier oil. We've heard of frankincense, obviously, from the story of Jesus' birth. Frankincense in an oil is one of the most powerful substances on the planet for your brain and your body. Lavender, we love the smell. Lavender is one of the best substances to help you sleep, to reduce stress. You can dab some lavender oil on your forehead when you have a headache. Every single condition you can think of, from headaches to allergies to colds and flus to toenail fungus, is covered in natural remedies. That's why I'm saying this isn't a book you read and put on the shelf. You're gonna keep it right near all of your food. You keep it in your pantry, you'll keep it on your kitchen counter. There's dozens of recipes here, and you'll learn how to use herbs, spices, essential oils. It's truly a reference guide to wellness.
It's not cost prohibitive.
No, not at all.
And that is good news, is it not?
It is good news.
In today's economy. But here's the thing. You can start to take control of your health. And that's why so many people have responded to Jordan Rubin's Natural Remedies. We want to send this to you when you will support something that is very dear to our hearts. And Tammy, I know you have been in some places. You have seen some unimaginable things. We can make a difference, though, can we?
I believe we can, Randy. You're right, I have been in some places and I've seen some really hard stuff, stuff that's really, truly unimaginable, like things that are hard when you're sitting in a room filled with younger teenage girls. Some of them now have gone through horrific, traumatic pain, abuse, for years, and now they're even walking that out into their adult lives. I've seen it all. Every single age group, their whole lives have been taken from them. No fault of their own. Now they're entrapped. Now they've lost everything. Hope is gone. And being in a room with them, having a chance to just wrap my arms around them, like Jesus would, to try to show them in a moment what real love really feels like. What rescue feels like, what reaching them feels like from a pure heart. We get to be a part of that, and I love this part of the ministry. It's probably one of the hardest parts of our ministry.
Yeah, it is.
But I love it because I know that we are making a difference all around the world, Randy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's something I feel compelled to do like you do.
Yeah.
The good news is it's something we can do.
Yeah.
Watch this and you'll see how.
There is a war raging. It is unlike any other. This war is a spiritual battle, and it's being waged right in front of our very eyes. Its toll on human lives is in the millions. The majority of its victims are women and young girls. It's known as human sex trafficking.
These are children. These are kids that have been forced to go out and beg on the streets. These are kids that are forced to work all sorts of hours of the night and day. These are kids that have been forced to have sex with people, and they're being abused, and they're being photographed, and doing things that no child should ever have to do.
The physical and emotional toll that sex trafficking takes on a child is beyond comprehension for most people.
My mind goes to a child who was 16 years old, trafficked for years. When she was rescued, it was discovered on the back of her neck, she was branded with a barcode, indicating that she's a piece of property. And her story is not uncommon. Kids are often branded, they're beaten, they're abused, they're threatened. Sadly, some of these are drug addicted, and some are even killed.
Life Outreach has joined in the fight with our mission partners to free as many captives as possible. There is a plan in place to overcome this evil.
We do three things. We rescue. We have a SWAT team that is partnered with the government, and we are seeing lives rescued. And we do the second thing, which is restore. We have homes where these rescue girls go to that they can receive comprehensive care so that they can actually have a sustainable future. And the third thing we do is that we go upstream to the communities, source communities of trafficking, where these girls are coming from. And we work in schools and churches and outreach programs to at-risk male youth, believing that heart transformation is really the only long-term solution.
Because every single child matters to God, and so then they have to matter to us. If we're going to go out there and actually help these children, it's going to take the efforts of all of us. Everyone has to get involved, and we all have to do our bit to fight for the rights of these children.
Every single child matters to God, and so they have to matter to us. I don't know about you, but I find it upsetting to watch most of that. We get to the end, it's the most joyous moment in my heart, especially when I see the girl being baptized. I think in that moment, she's been given the chance at a new life, something brand new that nobody could ever take away from her. But so much has been taken from those children at the earliest of ages. I can't even imagine. Probably like me, when you're watching that, it's just, how can this be? How can we live in a world that has become this? These children are being beaten, abused, sexually abused, emotionally abused, physically abused, mentally abused, so much trauma in their life. How could they ever come back from that? Is their hope? The beautiful thing is today, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is hope. We have partners on the ground that are being educated to know how to stop this. We have missionaries on the ground that are reaching these girls. We have homes that we've built where we're restoring their lives. There is hope, and we are making an impact one child at a time, but it starts with one. You got to think about that one right now. Can we get to them? Can we get to them today? And I believe, Randy, that we can. We have a way. We have everything in place. We just need a little extra help right now.
Yeah, in fact, we've had someone already come alongside us, Tammy,
wow,
and say, I want to make a big impact. Wow. And when we look at the overall Rescue Life outreach, the overall program, and the financial commitment that it takes to make it possible to reach or to rescue or to restore a child, it breaks down to an average of about $128 per child. Now, it's a little to put a price tag, I'm just trying to give you an idea of the financial reality behind all the outreach to fund the people that are in place, to fund all the programs for education, to sometimes provide a safe place for people, the training, the skills, all the program. But someone's come and said, we want to give a huge gift right now. We want to match all the gifts that viewers of Life Today, just like you, make towards this outreach. So basically, the $128 that it normally breaks down to reach, rescue, or restore one child, that will reach, rescue, or restore two children today. It's good news.
Yeah.
So look, some of you, I don't know what God has enabled you to do, but He has enabled you to do something. And so I simply want to say, will you just say a quick prayer and say, Lord, what would you have me do? Hear His voice and obey. That's all. Because we are His hands, we are His feet, we are His love in action. Mm-hmm. When I say we, I mean you. And we can be that love and light of God in a dark place today, and we can save a life. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms, receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs, and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I hope you are going online or going to the phone right now. The situation is urgent. So many are in darkness, but we have the light and the love of Christ that we can share with them together.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
When you do, if you request Natural Remedies by Jordan Rubin, we will gladly send it to you because we want you to be well. And Tammy, I love the idea of wellness spiritually,
yes,
emotionally,
yep,
mentally, and physically.
Absolutely. It's a great way to start. Grab this book. It's a great reference every day in your life, a book you will go to many, many times. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Give your life to your Father, the one who helped you see. Won't leave you recklessly. Come to me. I'll be your refuge. Hide under my wing. Rest your
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
I've not known the meaning of that until you said something today.
In a special moment with James and Betty, Jack Hibbs shares his concern for today's culture.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.